Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, March 21st, 2026. Indiana baseball was down 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning and hitless. Minnesota starter Isaac Morton was electric and was cruising through the IU lineup. Then Braden Ricketts went opposite field to land a fly ball in the Hoosier bullpen. Next at bat, Cole Decker did the same thing. Later that inning, with two on, Jake Hanley nearly hit the same spot. The Hoosiers were now up 5-2. Hoosier starter Tony Newbeck tossed a quality start for the win, with six innings, giving up just two runs. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer, Newbeck, and Decker after the contest. Tony, obviously a quality start today. You're going kind of deeper all the time. Can you just talk about how you're getting yourself extended out to six and beyond innings?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to executing pitches when it's needed, getting those big outs early and getting a couple swings early to get pitch count down, and then that kind of brings you into the next inning, and it's just about one out at a time and making that pitch when you need it.
I'm not getting
Tony, you get the series win on a Saturday, and you pitch six innings. You go to Vogel, who finished the rest with Yarbrough in the last two. But just to have length going into Sunday, how big is that, that you guys just kind of piggyback these games Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's really big having length each time we go out, and I think it's really huge setting up the next day with a pretty full pen and a lot of guys that are fresh, and it'll be an exciting day to watch tomorrow.
Tony, you guys gave up runs in back-to-back innings, and your offense gets five. How do you attack hitters differently when you go put up a five spot to get the lead right back?
Yeah, there's a big focus on getting that first guy out, getting pitches in there and making them try to hit your stuff and get those runs back. Biggest thing is trusting your teammates, trusting your defense, like Decker here, and, putting trust in them and putting up a zero.
For both of you guys, the energy in the dugout today was crazy. Definitely compared, I feel like it's gone more and more as the season has gone. What's it like having that behind you guys as you're taking the field, as you're on the mound?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, last night I feel like they stepped it up a notch, and same thing today. And you can just feel the energy on the field, in the field, on defense. I mean, it just helps us out a lot.
Cole, we've seen your defense, not just this season, but last year as well. Now you're swinging the bat as well. What's your approach at the plate right now?
I've been working with the coaches, made some minor swing adjustments, just trusting my swing, just trying to do damage, but not expanding the zone. So just find a stride and keep to it.
Cole, you guys were all struggling against Morton a couple times through the order, but all the left-handers really broke out there. So what was different there at that point once you guys got through that third time?
I just think just seeing him a couple times helps. A guy like that, you know, sinker, cutter, slider. And then just getting a pitch to hit in the zone. He left us some middle and just stayed a good direction in the other way. And then before you know it, just leave the yard. So.
Cole, what was your reaction to seeing Hogan going full extension out there in right field for the fly ball?
It was awesome, you know. I just love watching him out there. It's just hilarious to me, honestly, just how he is. It was a great play. I was trying to talk to him, but I don't think he heard me. No, it was a great play.
Coach, Morton was really giving your guys trouble the first two times through the order, and then your lefties really broke out there.
Yeah.
Was there a change that happened, or did they just see him better?
Well, kind of your point there, you get through him twice. We actually had some good swings on him earlier. He was tremendous. I mean, that was the first two times through. That's an elite. He was an elite prospect. The first pitch in the last, this inning we scored five. The first pitch you threw, you kind of cut a 91 mile an hour fastball down and in, and you could kind of see his hand getting on the side of the ball a little bit. Even as more pitches, he was down a little bit. And so when that happens, you get more run than depth. And I just think the ball stayed flat. And so where you had just missed them before, you're on them. And then those guys did a really good job of hunting the location. Now, I asked Jake, I said, what'd you hit? He said, I don't know. It was just up and out over. And it was such a great answer, because when you cover a location and not a pitch, you're able to attack it that way and have consistent hard contact. And I think that's what it was. I think it's probably a slot. You got tired, slot dropped a little bit. It's a hot day. And all of a sudden, the sink – what didn't have the depth, but just kind of more run, and those guys were able to have more barrel success, right, just being on the ball more. And then, you know, those guys have worked really hard to be able to stay on that. So they did a great job. Zach did a great job putting together a good sinker on the machine today, and they really practiced for him. So as soon as he lost a tick, we were able to get on it and capitalize. And then, you know, the righty stayed in there too and extended the inning. Hogan's two-out hit, you extend the inning. And then, obviously, you know, Jake blows it open. But, yeah, I think probably just the arm slot dropped a little bit.
Coach, you dropped the first two Big Ten series. You come out here. How good does it feel to win the series, not just the Big Ten series, but to win it on a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a big deal. And we've talked about it a ton, you know, kind of collectively here, is just the ability to handle some adversity and respond and stay in the fight. And that's the point of playing the tough schedule. But it's also, you know, when you play good teams early on in your league too, some of the better teams, it just kind of hardens you for these games. And so it's a big deal for our guys. I'm really proud of them for just being resilient and staying in the fight, but also for getting better. We're a better team than we were 2 weeks ago. We're a better offense. It's a lot more like what we're accustomed to seeing. Adding more guys to the mix on the mound is a big deal. You have a bad start yesterday, you're able to handle it, and then you get a good start today, and you're back on track with your pen and set yourself up for tomorrow. So it's a great feeling in totality for everybody. But certainly when you're looking at just the adversity early, it does help to build a composure for these close games.
Coach, you talked about your bullpen. How important is it to get that sort of length out of Siebold and Vogel going into Sunday?
Yeah, it's a huge deal for us to have. If you can't have it from your starter, to have it from somebody, you know, you get, was it 2 1/3 from Vogel today, you get 4 last night. And so we've really tried to chop it up where the rest of those guys, one inning at a time, you got Siebold and Vogel, you feel comfortable going extended, potentially Yarberry extended, but everybody else, get them in, get them out, chop it up, change the looks, try to put them in their right role. So somebody creating some length is a huge deal for us, and hopefully BT's feeling good tomorrow. It can give us some length again as well, but we should be in a decent spot with some coverage for tomorrow also.
Can you give me some insight into the energy that was coming from the dugout today? I mean, that's more than I've seen in a long time. Who's leading that?
Yeah, I sat down with the guys that were not on the active roster before the season started. And, you know, there's a delegation that I have to do a better job of, and I think it's a good group in general. But just like, guys, the energy matters, the enthusiasm matters. And so bringing that every pitch and winning helps too. You know, when, you know, sometimes guys will say, like, there wasn't a lot of energy. Well, when you hit into 3 double plays and you have 2 hits and you get beat, you know, 8-1, there's a little bit harder for those guys to get fired up. But when you play well, you're winning, it's a warm day, you're competitive, you know, you kind of get, they're boys, so be excited and have fun and be rowdy. And, you know, they talked about it, we want to be the best dugout in the country kind of thing. You know, so they were talking about a lot of them, you know, the pitchers that aren't throwing, it's kind of on them to, you can make a decision, you can either pout about not throwing and eat the snacks at the end of the dugout, or you can bring energy and enthusiasm and cheer your guys on. And I think winning helps a lot with that too. But kudos to them, it matters.
Yeah, yesterday you talked about how important it was going to be for Newbeck to give you innings today with the save of the bullpen. He goes 6 and only allows 2 runs. So just how important was that start from him?
Yeah, he's a man. You know, he's a grown man. He goes through, you know, 4 quick or 3 2/3 quick. You know, 2 strike, backside double, base hit, doesn't flinch. They get back to the top of their lineup. Guy's a solo homer, doesn't flinch. Just keeps giving you innings, keeps executing pitches, keeps it at 2. Just stay in the fight. And so, yes, he covers the innings, but he also really sets the tone for the group, too. From a competitive standpoint, you're down. We've been there. You know, if he's emotional and walks a guy and walks 2, now it kind of balloons up, you're not in striking distance. So his ability to just stay composed, continue to attack, execute pitches, keep it close, I think it keeps the group engaged, but it also sets the tone for the rest of the staff. Like, you don't have the right, just because things don't go your way, to get emotional. You can't be a front runner. When things are going your way, you're great. And when things don't go your way, you pout and mope out there, and you can't do that. So there's a lot of reasons, not just the innings that he covered, but also the attitude and composure that he possessed is a big deal.
Hearing that sound right now out of the batting cages, yeah, End of a second game of a 3-day series, and just knowing your boys are putting in that work, what does that mean to you?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of guys that are right on the cusp of getting in there. You know, Davian gets in last night. Stewart gets in last night. Krause is right there on the edge. So, you know, I left last night, and those guys are back in there hitting again. They know that. We've talked a lot about it. When it's about winning and it's about the team and it's about doing your job, all the jobs are important. Whether it's a pinch hit, you know, like Davian last night, if that's a huge, that changes the game. whether it's a base, your pinch running, they're all the jobs are important. And so, you know, what you're seeing those guys is collectively, that second group is, I need to be ready for my moment so that when my number's called, I feel prepared for it. So there needs to be a culture of work. There needs to be a culture of preparation, and not just about did I get what I wanted today, but about what does the team need from me. And you never know what day it's going to be. Your one pulled hamstring, your one hit by pitch in the wrist away from being the starter. And the expectation is that we still go and succeed and win. And so those guys in there working is hopefully a cultural statement for them to be prepared.
Like 4 days ago, I think you and I talked about how you guys were struggling to score in the late innings. I guess All I needed to do was ask you about it.
Well,
you guys seem to be scoring more.
You unjinxed us. You unjinxed us. So if you mention
it. I'm usually accused of the other thing.
Well, that's what it was. And it is. Like, you call it a spade a spade. We haven't done a great job there. And Carl asked about, what's a great question, is we've been better against the starter than against relievers. And we have to be able to mature as we go throughout the season. Is communication when you come back into the dugout. We're allowed to have the track man in the dugout. You can't see the location, but you can see spins and whatnot. So that helps to help you to kind of garner. A lot of times pitching plans change. You know, there could be a 15% changeup usage, but if you're Jake Hanley, you can be guaranteed you're getting a ton of changeups. And so that percentage is going to change. So what's he doing in the game in real time? And then that communication, that adaptability is important. That's how you're able to continue to lengthen games out. You know, Landon Fry's two-out RBI is a big one, right? You get to that five-run lead, and you just kind of extend it out, and that's how you put teams away. You know, we had the base-running miscue on a miscommunication there. You know, that's a big mistake. There's another opportunity for Ricketts to come up and extend it even more. So we've got to clean that up. But, yeah, just the continuation of the offense really helps to take a lot of pressure off your pin. It's a big deal.
Going off that, you're facing a guy tomorrow, you know, real low – vertical approach angle, high ride fastball. What do you like to see your guys, what kind of at-bats do you want to see them take against a guy like that?
Well, I haven't seen the scouting report yet, so I appreciate the update. I'll be thinking about it now. No, you're going to have to pull the ball down, and you're going to have to really use your eyes to get to the top. I'm not a big, when the fastball properties change, I'm not big into changing your swing. Guys will say swing down or get on top. I think the swing that you practice with every day is the swing you should take. I think it's about pitch location, it's about zone coverage, and it's about using your eyes. So today's a sinker guy. So lefties, you have to pull him up and in. So you're trying to get a one or a two zone sinker up and in early, and that's going to ride back over the plate. And early, that run is also has some depth to it, and he flattens out late. You know, righties, you're trying to push him up and away from. You can see early Hogan gets jammed on a sinker that rides back in. So when you get up a low approach, like a Bothwell, right, that low approach, vertical, fastball, you have to push him down. So you'll say he's got to be below your belt, and you have to get your eyes to the top of the ball and think top ball or the L screen. And then tomorrow I'm sure they'll have the Marv balls out and all the spin, which is nice being home. You can replicate a lot of that stuff and get your early work in. So they'll do that. But I always go back to your swing is your swing. And even with two strikes, you can come off the knob a little bit, but your swing is your swing. Use the zone to cover, and then use your eyes to get to the part of the ball that you have to get to consistently hit the fastball hard. Nobody wants to get their fastball hit. If plan B was as good as plan A, it'd be plan A. So if plan A is the fastball, if you knock them off plan A and make them go to plan B, it's usually not as effective.
The Hoosiers and Gophers wrap the series tomorrow, Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Note this is 30 minutes before the originally scheduled time. See you at the BART.